This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Perfect Person, the show where I'm perfect and you're a person. Recently, I've been doing stretching before bed.
Am I supposed to talk to you?
I sort of shared, just roll off each other. Yeah, well, I sort of shared kind of an impressive thing that I've been doing recently.
Can I be honest? I was not listening. I noticed you had a book that says stories for Punjabi widows. And I was like, how many of them could there be?
Sorry.
That there's an entire book.
Like, yeah, this is a book. This is not my book. This is a book that's, I think, very famous. And it's erotic stories for Punjabi widows.
How many Punjabi widows could there be?
Oh, I mean, millions.
I mean, actually, that makes a lot of sense. That makes way more sense.
But so this is what you were looking at.
I was looking at that, did not hear anything you said.
Got it. Yeah, yeah. So we're sort of entering the show and you're just kind of peeking at this.
Yeah, I guess it was
sort of like I put a shiny object in front of you. It's a funny title.
It caught my eye. I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
And I, my fault.
Got it. Well, I've been stretching.
Oh, that was it? You were stretching?
I've been stretching before bed and when I wake up.
Yeah, no, that's good. So I just think sort of, I should do that too.
Well, I get worried I'm going to get leg cramps because sometimes I get leg cramps that are so bad they rock me to my core.
That's what's up.
And so that's fucking say less.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Say less, Sam. But I've been, I've been stretching my calves.
Congrats.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Well, obviously I'm here with Nut.
Thank you for having me.
Nut, it is a pleasure to have you. You know Nut from his work rapping online, as well as from several Jubilee videos where you absolutely popped off.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think you're great too, also.
Hey.
Yes.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
It's nice of you.
No, yeah.
No, it just means a lot.
Here's the thing also, full transparency.
Yeah, please.
I was not a listener before you asked me to come on the
show. Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
I was like totally gonna listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Forgot. Was driving here. I was 20 minutes late. I was driving here listening to music.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, wait, I should be listening to the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Listened to about 15 minutes of one episode.
Uh huh.
Did not get to what the podcast is. Like the whole idea of what the show is.
Right.
Did not get to that part.
No,
of it.
You were in the intro. You listened to the most recent one with Kelsey, Dara?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
I got an intro.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
So, yeah, you didn't get to the calls.
No, that was my bad.
And what do you think? What do you think of the show so far?
It just sounded like a conversation. I was like, that's cool. That's what's up. I like your set.
Thanks.
And I think you're great.
This is my studio. It's been a long work in progress. I'm building a second set over there for YouTube stuff.
Hell yeah.
It's kind of cool.
I think you're great. So yeah.
I appreciate that, man.
Yes.
Well, Nut, people, you're on the show. You're here to answer people's calls. What makes you perfect to be on the show to answer people's advice, questions on this particular day?
What makes me perfect?
Yeah, what makes you a perfect person to answer people's advice?
I think I'm absolutely not qualified.
Really?
To give anyone... This is the thing, too. If anyone watching this was unaware, I had a job.
Mm.
I got in some YouTube videos, told a story about my job without naming anything. Got fired.
Yep.
I am currently jobless and living off cameos and like brand deals that are very rare, but it's like, it's whatever. I'm having fun.
Yeah.
But a lot of cameos I get, people will ask me for advice.
Really?
Yeah. They'll be like, I need relationship advice. Cause the videos I was in were like relationship
based. Sure.
And it's like, obviously I'm not qualified to, they'll say like, a lot of them being like, my boyfriend does not like me. How do I get him to like me?
It's we
like,
get calls like that all the time. And it's just
don't
like,
date the
don't
guy
date
who doesn't
this
like
person.
You. What
yeah.
are you talking about?
No, yeah. They'll be like, should I break up with my boyfriend? He sucks. And I think he's bad. And it's like, well, then absolutely leave now.
Right?
Leave today. Yeah. Don't be with this person.
Typing it out, you should probably get
people just have, they often are calling asking for permission. Yes. They just are like, I want to do this thing. Can I do that? And
yeah.
then I tell them, yeah.
That makes sense. But I guess... Also, I'm like 25. I'm not responsible.
Yeah.
Or good at managing time. I have a very short attention span. I take a lot of medication.
We entered the podcast. You were reading a book on the that was on the shelf.
Yeah. So I don't think I'm very not. I try to be organized.
Mm.
I'm very clean, like organized.
Yeah.
I have OCD. My room is like perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like actual important organization stuff. I'm not organized.
Gotcha.
So I don't think I'm good at, but I'll totally do it.
Gotcha. Oh, I have a question for you. So you've been on all these dating videos,
yes.
right? Like you did who has the most charisma, et cetera. Have you dated somebody from one of those videos?
No. People do.
Isn't that like a thing? Like the whole video is sort of teeing everybody up to be like, oh, after this, you kind of like.
They're just like fun videos. People do.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's not like The Bachelor in that way.
I mean, The Bachelor, I think, probably has a lower success rate than all the Jubilee shows combined.
That's a good point.
I don't think maybe one couple from The Bachelor is married. Maybe two.
Yeah, I feel like
out
often
of like 25 seasons.
Or they get married and then it's like they immediately get divorced.
Yeah.
Because I think you get paid more if you do the wedding or something. There's some like stipulation that you get paid more if you do a wedding during the season.
Why would
engaged?
They not all do it then? And just get divorced after.
I think because it is logistically very complicated. And it like means that like, I don't think they're not thinking ahead like that. But that's the thing is like when I watch The Bachelor, I'm just like, why are none of the, like if it's a guy and it's like all these girls, why are none of the girls being like, I don't know if he's for me. Like they're all sold on him the whole show.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because you want to be on as many episodes as possible. I would do the whole thing. I'd be like, you are, there's nothing wrong with, we are so good together.
You just want to win.
I want
to have a career in social media afterwards.
Yeah. But also, I mean, that maybe they are compatible also.
Yeah, maybe.
There was one clip I saw where it was like, I forgot where it was, but it was one of the people, it was on The Bachelor, and they were mad because he kissed two girls like
in the same night or whatever.
And it was like, what did you think was going to happen?
He's always doing
that. He was dating. He started dating 30 of girls.
Yeah, no, 30 people at once. He's like macking on all of them. Everyone's getting mono.
I guess if he said, I'm not going to, then that's like different. But I don't know the context.
I'm pretty sure that they have it where he goes to the honeymoon suite with multiple people.
Right? That's the whole
thing. He's dicking these girls down. Okay?
And he's doing it really good.
He's doing it so good.
He's really good at it.
Oh, man. They can't be good at sex. These beefy fucking beefcakes, they cannot be sharing this.
No, they're probably killing it.
No,
probably killing it.
It's
really
all
good.
Jackhammer all day. There's no way. There's no way it's like a sensual experience.
That's what's up.
They say less.
Hell yeah.
That's fucking what's up.
Yeah.
Well, Nut, it's time that we get on the phone lines and we answer these calls because the phones are ringing off the damn hook.
Yeah, they are.
And if you like the show, then consider rating and subscribing so you don't miss a single episode and on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, etc. And if you love the show and you can't get enough, well, guess what? Now you can by joining the Patreon where we have ad-free extended versions of every single episode, including this one, as well as bonus episodes on Friday where I call people back from the show and I give them their hot little updates, as well as I do little themed formats, and you get more.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. You get more.
I love more.
Nut agrees. Nut is on that.
I agree, and now I am on that. Yes.
Yeah.
This is good. This is going really well.
How do you think this is going?
I'm having a great time.
You having a blast?
Yeah.
By the way, before we get into it, what are your hopes and dreams, Nut?
Someone else asked me this recently.
Yeah,
I got my goals.
Yeah, what's your goal?
For like myself.
This year a goal or just like what is your career goal? Like
my career goals, I guess. I'll do a thing where I've been in a couple of the videos where I wore like a suit. I have one suit. It was my dad's suit from like 1983, something like that.
Yeah.
It is a little too big on me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, what do you expect me to buy another suit? Prices these days. Suits are expensive. But
it's a little piece of your stand up.
Yeah.
prices these days.
Yeah. You seen prices these days?
Crazy.
And I'm short on cash at the moment.
You've mentioned that.
Do you need a
loan from the show?
No. I'm good. But I want to wear my suit, go on red carpets, interview people.
Oh,
I think
that that's
would be,
nice.
I think I would totally kill it. I'd totally nail it.
You want to be like a, like what? Like an interview. Oh, there's the motion sensor.
Woo!
Hell yeah. That was sick.
Sorry, that's
no. That was a good kick.
I need to get a dodgeball or something to just be able to throw to hit the motion sensor.
No, that was really like you knew what you were doing. I feel like I would trust you if there was like a crisis. Just like got up and kicked and sat down within like 3 seconds.
That's what I would do if there was an attacker.
Yeah,
if somebody came in to try to murder you, I would get up and kick him just like that.
I would probably. Honestly, I'd be in the chair. I'd be like, oh, shit.
Do you react well in a crisis?
Of course not. What are you talking? Of course not.
Why do you say that?
Well, if I mean, I haven't been in a lot of crises.
But if something was to really go down, you feel like, yeah, it's like.
I think I'm very delayed. There'd be a 3 second delay. And I'd be like, whoa,
that was crazy.
That was bad.
I always think about like the big one. If the earthquake happens.
I've been in one earthquake and I was like, this is sick.
I did like the one. There was one that happened in LA that was like kind of, it shook my house.
When it's small and no one gets hurt, because
yeah, awesome.
You don't want that.
I love it.
It's fun. It's like I'm shaking.
No, I'm shaking.
I was like, hell yeah.
I'm gyrating.
It's
baby.
Yeah, right? It's like, that's what you want.
I fucking love that. Well, yeah. Let's get to the calls here. As always, you can follow the Instagram. If you want to call in, I post details about the call-ins on the story.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, Miles, I'm calling because my coworker keeps farting and then blaming it on me during work activities.
That's cool.
And yeah. I really don't know how to approach it, so I need help because it's not me.
Okay, it sounds a little defensive at the end there.
Yeah, it sounds a little like...
sounds like she might be farting. Yeah. So we're going to have to call her back.
I didn't know you had farters that listen to the show.
Oh, yeah. It's mostly farters.
Gotcha.
Mostly the audience.
We're calling them?
Oh, yeah. We're talking to them.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, that's right. You didn't get to this part of the show.
No.
You're calling
them?
Hello. How's it going?
Hi.
You called Perfect Person.
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm here with Nut.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
And we're here to make sure that the person who's accusing you of farting at work is absolutely going to be brought to justice.
Thank God.
I know. Truly thank God. Well, why don't you tell us what's going on?
Is this just like a random person?
Yeah.
This is sick. Sorry.
Sorry, not just as if you were a real person.
Yeah, for reference, I did not listen to the show before he asked me to be a guest on it.
Oh my God.
And I was supposed to. I forgot. I was driving here, listened to like 10 minutes of one episode. Oh, that was crazy. Was that her farting? Did you just fart?
No, yeah, I wish.
She just farted.
She just farted.
Stop, I'm triggered. Stop.
So what kind of place do you work at? And then what's going on with your coworker?
So I work with children and they're like young children, birth to three.
Got it.
And sometimes that involves working on like a team of people where we like evaluate the kid or whatever. So I'm always with this one coworker and she just farts constantly. I don't know. It's sometimes audible. And then she'll just go, oh no, who's tooting? And then like, look at me.
What?
Yes. And she'll just like shift her gaze and look at me. And I just like, don't know what to say. Cause it's like a professional setting. And I'm always like, oh, ha ha ha. And like moving on. But she always redirects it to me. But it's like clearly her.
Do all the kids laugh at you?
No, like the adults do.
They laugh at you? They think you did the other? Do you think other people think you did it? Or is it clear that she's
yes,
just sort of...
I think it's clear to me because I sit by her. What? But like, I think everybody thinks I'm doing.
Wait. Are there kids in the room when this is happening?
Yeah.
She'll be like, uh-oh, who's farting? And none of the kids laugh, but all the adults laugh.
Yeah, right.
Well, they're young. They're like little. They're little.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, so they don't really understand how funny it is. Yeah.
No. They're like really missing out on the humor, honestly.
Gotcha.
And tell me about this farter. Is she sort of...
Does she smell bad in other circumstances?
Yeah. Like, what's her other vibes like? Like, do you think that she's trying to throw you under the bus?
I don't know. She's challenging, I guess is the word that I would use.
She's an eater?
Sorry?
You said she's chowing things?
She's an eater? She's challenging.
Oh, challenging. I thought you
she's
said...
challenging.
My fault.
She's chowing down on sort of a big carrot all the time. Like a horse. Okay, got it. So she's,
my fault, sorry.
She's challenging.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's not, you know, she's kind of just like set in her ways and... She's not always the most liked, but she's like nice enough, but she's quirky. But she like always does it. And I don't know if she like just doesn't care that it's audible, but then she always blames it on me.
Yeah. It sounds like you don't have a problem with her farting. You just don't want people to think it's you.
I feel like there's an obvious solution here. Mm. You got a night before big ass beans, shit
sure.
like that.
Yeah.
Do the same thing to her. Big farts go. Oh. Uh-oh, who's farting? Boop. Maybe say her name, maybe point at her.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, other thing you can do if you don't want to do that to your body, like the eating wise, get a speaker, Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
Put it somewhere on her desk near her.
Sort of YouTube fart compilation.
Yes.
8 hours edition.
Yes.
And just sort of let it rip.
And just constant. It also bothers me that she calls it tooting. Like, that bothers me even more.
That would piss me off,
I don't know why.
What word would you like her to use?
I don't want her to use any words, really.
That's a good point. I'm sort of honestly like, maybe you need to cut her off at the pass. Like, as soon as she farts, before she goes, someone's tooting, it's sort of like, and then you go in there and you go, oh, someone's tooting. Yeah. Like, you sort of interrupt... You interrupt the flow because she's geared and ready to blame it on you. You go, someone's tooting. And then she can't go, no, so it's you that's tooting. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
You could also buy, like, the biggest bottle of, like, Gas X or whatever.
And put it on her desk.
Put it on her desk.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that way you're sort of helping out her. You're just going, hey, I noticed you've been farting.
Yeah.
Here's a little... That would be, by the way, if somebody gave me a bottle of Gas S, I would be fucking humiliated. I'd be devastated. I'd be like...
I would quit.
No, like...
You would never see me again.
You could say, like, this is a gift from the whole office. Take the hint.
Or
something, like, on a card.
I mean, she knows that she's doing it, though. She's saying someone's tooting.
Yeah.
She's announcing the fart.
Right. She's, like, bringing attention to it.
Yeah.
Whereas we would all just, like, continue on with our lives, but she's like, nope. We have to talk about this and it's not me.
Yeah. I think that like you just got to cut her off at the pass and say someone's tooting or you have to fart and blame it on her.
I think you got to go on the attack. Yeah.
I don't think I can do that.
Oh, trust me.
Confidence.
Trust me. You have the confidence to fart and blame your fartner, blame your coworker. I think those are the two options that I'm settling here with. By the way, so your job is you guys are analyzing children?
It's not analyzing. We work with children and I don't want to like it's we evaluate them to see if they need support.
It's sort of like a Charles Xavier Professor X's Academy type of thing. X-Men.
Exactly. We are making superheroes. Correct.
It's X-Men style.
Analyzing children. I'm still focusing on like what would that be? Just staring at them, being like, damn.
Being like, okay, this kid's obviously
playing.
Gotcha.
Stack and block, throwing stuff. It's great.
Okay,
throw
that's
stuff.
You throw stack and blocks, throwing stuff.
Throwing stuff.
We're throwing tomatoes at the bad kids.
it's really delightful.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Well, yeah. I mean, how does this advice feel? Do you think you have what it takes to sort of cease the wind?
And be honest.
Like, I'll do it if it'll make her stop. So, like, I'm willing to try anything.
Yeah.
Is this an HR thing?
Yes.
I feel like that's also probably a more practical. So I was saying eat beans and fart, but now I'm thinking, isn't that HR? Like,
right.
That makes more sense. But also, if I was an HR rep, I would be like, the farting thing sounds ridiculous enough that they probably would not answer well.
I guess if you go to HR about someone farting, they might just be like, well, everyone farts. Oh. HR is like,
did you just fart?
Did you just fucking fart at me? Yeah. Well, hey, best of luck with this. And I hope that you're excited because we definitely solved it.
It was flawless. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. You have the best evening.
Hope it works
bye.
Out.
All right. Bye.
She's far on the way out.
She farted.
She fucking farted.
No fucking way.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. So damn. you just got fired recently.
I did.
And
I was farting.
Was it for farting?
Yeah, I was always farting.
It was because you told a story. You talked about where you worked, and then it did. They were just like, "Hey, you're good, right? You're good."
I told like a joke in a Zoom call, which was like not a big deal. But then I talked about it on a podcast.
Yeah, right.
And then I don't think they liked that.
Yeah, for sure.
But I didn't mention that. But it's like, yeah.
Gotcha. So now you're a free agent. You sort of need and from what it looks like, you sort of need a loan.
Yeah.
So you're on Cameo.
I'm at the point now where hopefully I don't have to get another job.
Yeah.
If this all goes well.
That's sick.
And I'm like also young and I don't have like big expenses at the moment.
That's fair.
That I can't
that's
like
perfect
handle.
Place to be. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Have you thought about starting a podcast?
Yeah, I have done like pilots for them. I'm kind of waiting.
A pilot podcast.
Yeah.
Got it. Nut Corner.
That's not what it's called, but that is a good name also.
If I guess.
Yeah.
Sort of a good name.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get back to the phone lines here because obviously we solved that one.
Yeah, no, she's totally solved.
This is pretty flawless, I would say. This is a call that it's sort of a twofold call. And the second part, I'm not even sure if I'm going to include.
Hi, Miles. I'm a people pleaser, and I set a light boundary with a friend, and it kind of backfired, and she blew up on me. And that's back in July, and I've just not read her message. How do I build up the courage to do that? Also, please call me back. I want to know if I lost my virginity to your cousin 10 years ago.
What? What the fuck?
So the first part... It's like, I had a friend fall out and there's a message I haven't read. And then she tacks on that she thinks she fucked my cousin.
That's crazy. I guess we'll find out.
I don't know if
Are you
did.
Close to your cousins?
Some of them.
I don't talk to any of my cousins ever.
Really? How many do you have a ton of cousins?
Both my parents are the oldest of seven.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Is that crazy?
Yeah. Oh, the oldest of seven kids?
Yeah.
Two and both of your parents?
And they have the same birthday, which is kind of cool. November 1st.
Your parents are related.
Yeah. They're each other's. Yeah.
Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah. No, that's kind of interesting.
So you have a ton of cousins.
I have a good amount of cousins.
You have a surplus. You're flaunting it in front of people who don't have any.
I actually don't even know how many cousins I have. I have a good amount. I'm not close with any of them. But like, we're like mutuals on social media and stuff. And they're all cool. We don't talk ever.
If each of your aunts and uncles has one child, you have like 15 cousins. Yeah.
No, yeah. And they all have more than that. They all have like three.
So you have like 30 cousins that are just there.
That's
crazy.
I always thought it'd be crazy if your parents were both like only children. You had no cousins or uncles.
Yeah, no cousins whatsoever.
That would be crazy.
Well, I feel like people more and more are having one kid.
Yeah.
Well, I just had a baby my wife.
You have a kid?
Yeah, I have a kid.
Oh,
yeah.
That's crazy. Congrats.
And he just turned one. Thanks.
Yes.
But he just turned one and we're going for a couple others. We're like, we'll at least do one other one. Maybe, maybe two.
Yeah.
But it's so many of our friends are just like, we're having one. We're just one kid.
That's sick.
It's kind of wild.
You know what I just learned recently? You know, George Foreman?
Yeah.
He has a ton of kids. They're named like George Foreman 1.
Yeah, they're all George Foreman
2.
That's crazy.
That's so cool.
They're all George Foremans.
It's sick.
No, it's kind of like baller.
Actually, it is maybe not good.
Yeah.
But also really cool.
Well, you can name your children Nut.
Nut 2.
Nut 2.
Nut 3.
Nut V2.
Yeah.
Version 2. 2.0. Well, we got to give this person a call back and find out if they banged my cousin.
All right, yeah.
Jesus.
Just going to out your cousin.
So which cousin?
Of your, how many cousins you have?
I guess I have like a lot.
I probably have cousins who I don't even know their names.
That's crazy to me.
I couldn't name all of them right now.
You don't think so?
I don't think I could.
Peter, Margaret.
You know Margaret?
Hello?
Hello! You called Perfect Person and I'm here to call you back to find out if you banged my cousin. I'm here with Nut.
Hey.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, I obviously want to help you with your second problem, but the first thing I need to know is, why do you think that you banged my cousin?
He lived in, and he has the same last name and the same facial features.
What is his name? I'll leave it out.
Bonsignori.
I don't think that that's my cousin. Wait.
Okay.
But if there's a Bunsignore, then it must be, I mean, there's not that many Bunsignores.
I didn't even know that was your last
name.
That's
what I was thinking.
Well, it's funny. I have a cousin named, but that's not his last name.
Oh.
So it makes no sense. Maybe
he's going off your success.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll adopt this side of the family's name. As a fun little, well, how was it, by the way? How was the Bonsignore family name hold up?
I mean, you know, good for the first time. Later on, he like played piano for me after, and I was like, oh.
After the sex?
After the sex? Yes. He was
You don't have to be polite. You said you were a people pleaser. That sounds awful. I'm sorry.
Wait, so why is that awful to you, Nut?
Can you imagine having sex with someone and then playing piano for them after?
Serenade them. Like, with a gorgeous like, piano song.
Like, hold them or talk to them.
Say baby song, Mr. Piano Man.
I'd be like, what are you doing?
It was like a classical piano, too.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I'm not a classical piano kind of gal.
Hey, babe, here's a little Bach.
I was young and dumb, and it got me.
I feel like you're supposed to impress them during the sex part, not after the sex part.
I know you didn't finish, but I'm about to play you some Beethoven. That is, yeah, there's something really self-obsessed with that. Although, have you ever... Ben slept with somebody and then started rapping? Were you like, let me play you a song?
Of course not. No, of course not. That would be humiliating of me.
I know. I'm trying to think of, yeah, no, that's so humiliating.
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea is pretty bad. And the piano was fine or was it bad?
It'd be funny if he messed up. Like wait, let me start over. Wait, fuck.
Yeah, no. Like, fuck. Shit. Let me focus.
He's actually a really good piano player. He got me because I like really liked to play Mario Kart at the time.
Oh, this is classic college.
I beat his ass in Mario Kart a few times, and then, yeah, things happened, and then he played me piano in the community, like...
Oh, you went out...
Into
the... So you're like... He was like, hey, that was really great. Why don't you put some clothes on? Let's go out to the community area. You can watch me crush piano in front of everybody in the dorm.
Yes.
It would have been funny if you just played piano way better than him right after that.
Yeah, right. If you're like
after the Mario Kart.
Check this out. This is How to Save a Life by the Frame.
Only thing I know how to play is Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, so it would not have gone great.
Yeah, I wish I could play piano. That is like a regret of mine.
Oh, for sure.
But I feel like I would be a better
person. I would look way smart. I could have sex with girls and play piano.
Be like, check this out. Yeah! Yeah, that would be sick. Okay, got it. So the other thing you called in about was that you had a friendship fallout and you have a message from the friend. She blew up at you and you're afraid to read it. You're intimidated about reading it. Why are you intimidated about reading it?
I don't want to hurt her feelings, but I feel like I really hurt her feelings.
Got it.
She kind of lashed out at me. And like, I'm a very blunt person and I've been trying to work on that as I've been growing up and stuff. I've lost a lot of long-term friendships after me saying like, hey, I don't feel like you're treating me like a friend. And then they kind of like blow up on me. So I kind of looked inward and I was like, okay, maybe I need to say this nicer. So I even sent my draft to ChatGPT to try to get it to be nicer.
I love that was your like, well, like I obviously was so nice. I even sent it to ChatGPT. A robot told me it was the nicest thing I could have written.
Well, I also had my partner read it as well, and he said it was as nice as it could be. She kind of put us both into a risky situation, safety-wise, out in public, and like
what was the
post-COVID.
Yeah, what was the situation?
So we had gone to a concert, and she couldn't control her drinking, and I'm not a big drinker.
Sure.
She loves to drink and I'm like, cool, good on you. But it always ends up being my problem. And it always ends up being, I have to watch her, protect her, you know, all the things.
That's fair to be upset about. Also, wait, can I ask real quick, who's the concert?
Red Clay Strays.
I don't know.
Oh, I've never heard of them.
I don't know.
Are they like a Southern rock band?
They're classical
really
piano.
The classical piano. It's an homage to.
But we had gone to a concert earlier in the year and it was just the two of us and she was a mess.
Ugh.
And
I was like, okay, well, we kind of had a discussion, you know, maybe next time we go to a concert, we don't drink or we don't drink as much. Mm. And like, we'll bring our partners and, you know, see if it goes any better. And then it actually went worse. And she started screaming that a man was a pedophile.
Whoa, God.
I would have, if I was there, I would have been like, whoa. That would have been so cool to watch.
No way.
Not if I was with you guys, like as a group, but if I was
you watching
also there,
someone melt down.
I'd be so excited. I'd be like, this is so sick.
Like,
this
she
is
just
crazy.
Said that guy's a pedophile.
I would be watching.
Crazy.
That would be better than the concert.
Yeah, damn. Got it.
But wait, was he? I guess also that's
no,
important.
I mean,
sorry.
No, he was like, it was, he was like in a the group van. That was like a family in front of us. And from what I could tell, he was like a distant relative. And the girl, I mean, she was drinking beer. So like there was an age gap between them hugging, but like she was obviously of legal age to drink. So she's a consenting adult. He's a consenting adult. Even if they wanted to, that does not make him.
Just
pedophile.
Well, you also hear she's like getting involved in other people's
that's
business.
So
like,
funny.
You're a fucking pedophile. Like, just getting people's space is so crazy. Just like, yeah.
And the worst part was we were like maybe 5 feet from the stage. So, like, the lead singer, he could see like an altercation going on. And there was no like security checkpoint. It was a very small venue. So like, I'm thinking, you know, we're in the year 2023, mass shooters, you know, you never know what anyone's going to do. Then she's like yelling at someone else that he's too tall and she can't see.
Oh my God.
And, like, just being so messy.
Yeah.
Messy. So she starts screaming it at me because I'm like trying to ignore it. And she like gets right up next to me and screams, he's a pedophile.
Jesus.
Right in my face. And I was just like, I just told her, no, stop. I'm not doing this right now. And she was like, can I have a fake name?
Oh, yeah. What's the name?
Agnes.
Agnes. She was like, Agnes, you can't shut me out. Like, you can't do this. I came all the way here for you. And it's like 2 hours in between us. So
she's here to drink beer and find pedophiles, man. She's
and also the tall guy who just got like yelled at for no, like, as if that's just as bad as being a pedophile. And this guy's tall.
And this fucking tall guy is over.
Tall
guy's like, what the fuck
what
did
the
I
fuck
do?
I didn't even do anything.
Yeah. And she like yelled at him so much that he like moved and like let her and her partner stand in front of him.
Oh my God.
And so like, I was just like, girl, calm down. Like,
yeah.
And she kept, I was like, I don't want to drink anymore. Like, I had a beer and yeah. I was like, that was good for me. One Mickey and I'm good. And she kept going back to the bar and bringing me more beer.
Yeah.
And I wasn't drinking it. And then she was getting upset that she was spending money and I wasn't drinking it. And I was like, you're not going to pressure me into getting blasted right now.
Yeah, right.
And so then she got really upset with me. She tried to leave the venue, but we carpooled in my car, so that didn't work out for her.
Got it. So this whole you have this whole big fallout, and then she sends you a message and you haven't responded to it. Now, I mean, obviously I think that we have no choice but to read the message, right?
Yeah.
Do I have to read it right now?
If you don't mind, that would be hilarious. I'm so invested in this. This is like a TV show.
I need to know how this concludes because you sent her a message, I'm guessing. Like, what happened right before she sent the message?
Yeah. So I sent her a message and I tried to make it as nice as possible. I said, like, you know, I wish this night could have gone better. I wish this weekend could have gone better. Cause she even like snuck out of my house before I even woke up the next morning.
Can I ask you something real quick? What are her good qualities?
Yeah. No,
she
that's
has good
question.
Qualities.
Yeah. What do you like about this person?
I mean, she's a great artist. We have like a lot of the same like taste in music, art, things like that. We have a lot of, we both went to art school. So like that's kind of where we met and like how we jived. But I feel like as we're getting older, she's kind of staying in that party girl stage. Yeah. And I like,
I've been there.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just kind of like, I got a horse and I like to go in the mountains and
sorry, you got a horse. Sorry, you got a horse. That's awesome. That's so sick.
I just bought a horse.
You bought a horse. How much is a horse?
Yeah, I was about to ask that too. You bought a horse. Obviously you buy horses. That sounds crazy to me.
The two dumbest people on the planet. I'm like, well, yeah, but like, that's so interesting.
That expensive. She was $500.
That's really cheap. That's cheap as fuck.
Wait, what the hell?
After this episode, I'm literally going to buy a horse.
You can just buy horses.
Yeah, fuck.
I had to do a lot of work to be able to ride her. She was not able to be ridden at the time.
She's a bad horse.
She was like a bad horse.
Yeah, she was a pretty bad horse for she's being a horse at the time.
Shitty but, horse.
I'm focusing on like being healthy mentally and physically and like not really putting a lot of my efforts into drama and things like that. And I sent her a message saying, you know, I wish this weekend would have gone better. It kind of hurt my feelings and put us in a very unsafe position. Next time we hang out, I would like it if you just don't drink around me.
Yeah.
And I won't drink and we can like, you know, blow the devil's lettuce. We can do other things, but I don't want to drink. And I would like you to not drink around me.
Sure.
That's obviously something that you struggle with, finding that limit. And she blew up on me, blocked me on all social media.
Of course. Right. Yeah.
Did she accuse you of being a pedophile?
She says, you're a fucking tall pedophile. Have fun with your horse.
Your young horse, I might add.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Then she unblocked me on social media to tag me in this thing about like girls who lose long-term friendships time after time. And like,
oh my God.
Started attacking me and then blocked me again. And like,
yeah.
Then I posted like something vague I shared something vague on my Facebook about like, it's funny how the time when I was the most unhealthy version of myself, I had the most friends. She took that to heart.
Yeah, right.
And I didn't even, like, this was a month after this. Like, I was thinking about years and years before I had even met her. When I posted that, and she took it to mean her. And I guess she saw it through her partner's Facebook because she had blocked me at this time.
Yeah.
So then she sends you this message and you have not read it. And that was the last contact you've had with this person.
Yeah. We kind of went back and forth, and I was at my partner's family reunion, and I was like having a panic attack, and she was being really mean to me, and I was just trying to like calm it down. And then she sent me a message at the end after I like asked her to give me some space.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be reading these messages in anger or in hate. So like, give me some space and I will reach out when I can. And then she sent me another long message and I never opened it. And that was in July.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Oh my God, it's January.
Yeah.
That was a fucking really long time ago. Well, here's what I'll say before you read the message. You don't even have to read it all. I just want to hear you have read it. while you're on the phone with us. And I'd love to hear a couple sneak details from it. The first thing I'll say, though, and this is a little bit of advice for you, okay, on the next time you go through something like this, with alcohol, she knows that she has a problem with it. She's just not ready to hear it. Like, yeah, her being like mad at you for being like, we shouldn't drink. Sometimes you have to wear like kid gloves, just being like, hey, look, I just don't want to, let's not drink this time. Last time got a little out of hand. People aren't always ready to hear a hard read on their specific problem. Like you being like, you telling her, hey, you clearly have an issue with this. That might have been hard for her to understand, but she knows. She knows. She's just not ready to acknowledge it yet. I find with alcohol, that happens a lot.
That's happened to me with friendships before.
Yeah.
I think it's mostly, it's one of those things that it just sucks is until they figure it out, you can't force them to figure it out.
Yeah. And like sometimes it's about like leading a horse to water, not to call your friend a horse, but or to call your horse a horse. But it's just about like giving them the materials to be like, hey, you can't act this way in front of me, but you can only really can control what they do in front of you. You know what I mean? So it's like controlling your dynamic and relationship. And if they sever that or break that, then that's, you know, the thing. But it's super tricky. But anyway,
And that's why I didn't like try to tell her like stop drinking.
Yes,
and like
right.
I had tried to like have the conversation nicer before, like the first concert we went to. I was like, let's not get that drunk, like,
totally.
Like just enjoy the music and like feel the music.
She's
and,
like, I'm gonna have a totally chill night. These people are all pedophiles.
Yeah, and then the first time didn't go well, so then the second time went really, really bad.
Yeah.
And she was like talking about the next time we go to a concert, and I'm thinking, oh my god, if we go to another concert, who knows if we'll walk out alive.
Totally.
But okay.
Okay.
Let me open up my messages and see.
This is, I'm so excited. This is so fun.
This is hard hitting. This
but also, so I do empathize with you.
Yeah.
And also, honestly, just based off what you've said so far, this might be a friendship that is not worth maintaining.
No, it just seems like maybe the friendship ran its course, especially like old holdover friends from college that kind of like trickle away. That is super, I feel like that's so common.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I still love her. I still like, I had a professor reach out for me to a job for about a job. And I said, you know, that's not a great fit for me, but here is her contact. And she would be a great fit. Like I'm still like putting good out into the world for her, but I don't think she maybe is doing the same for me.
Yeah. Right.
Which I mean, I can't control what she does.
No.
Oh God, this is a very long message. Okay. Okay. So I will read some of it because this is forever long.
Yeah.
So she said, I genuinely appreciate every time you've shown up in my life. Truly, it always, I'll love it. I'll always wish the best for you, and I'll speak highly of you in a crowded room, but I've been mourning and grieving and waiting around for far too long on this. We can't seem to move on, but what I felt could have been handled differently. I greatly felt like... Oh, I got the soundboard. Thank God. I greatly felt like what I proposed about shelving this and meeting up in person before our last message was my last and best fighting act at a chance for peace and friendship with you. And I said I didn't want to meet up in person because a lot of times my words get twisted and she like kind of gaslights me a little bit, like she was in the text messages. So I wanted to do it over text so then I could at least be like, okay, no, I didn't say that. I'm not crazy.
Right. Yeah, you didn't want it to get sort of twisted. Well, by the way, this all sounds good so far. It sounds like she's like still mad about this thing, but she does genuinely appreciate you. It just is like, it sounds like the friendship's really just run its course. No, not.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
November.
Says, I'm forced to end things here, so I guess that's that.
There you go.
I'm sorry about that. That's always hard.
Yeah, that's always hard to hear. Do you want to read the final sentence? Like, what is the final coup de grace of this message?
That was good words.
I truly thought we could come around, but I'm
failing to see how things can go up from here, and I'm no longer interested at this point.
Damn.
Oh, wow. How does that feel to hear?
You know, it's kind of relieving. If that, I mean, that sounds mean, but like, I've been dreading reading that text for 6 months, 7 months at this point.
Oh.
She may be posting about me on TikTok, but I don't need to worry about that.
No.
Wait, was she posting about you on TikTok?
Yeah, did she do a TikTok about you?
It's just about like how female friends are like not worth it, and like
Damn.
How she always feels judged by people, and no one understands her. No friend ever understood her.
Hey, I appreciate that you got some closure, and I think me and Nut really sort of gave that to you today. And I just want to say congratulations to us for helping you through that. And thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad that this saga is over for you, and best of luck with your horse.
Thank you. And I have been binging your podcast for like the past week. So this was like a real meta moment when you called
That's
me.
Fun.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
You're the best. Have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
That Boom. Was crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That was so fun.
Woo! We got the full arc.
That was like a movie.
I know.
I love drama and gossip.
To hear the final, no, yeah, I just don't see another way forward.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It's like, whoa.
That's going to take 5 years from now, once that person is like,
yeah,
overcome whatever their issues
no.
are.
No, I do actually, they say time heals all wounds. And I actually do think that's true. I had like falling outs with friends in college. And then like 7 years after college, it was like, you know, there was like, we both knew someone that had passed away. And it was like, oh, we're reconnecting now. Because obviously all the shit that we're worried about was so dumb.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
like, I think
sure.
that that is true. And especially for deep friendships like that, you know, people for a long time. It just takes time. And, you know, people re-enter your lives and stuff like that.
I agree.
Damn. We do have time for one more final segment.
Oh, for sure.
It's a segment we like to call Get Real.
For sure.
For sure. Now, this is a segment where we force a genuine moment in an effort to learn more about each other and ourselves.
With the music?
Yeah.
Also? Okay. Loud music.
That's right. Well, that's absolutely correct. Now, Nut. Thanks so much for doing the show.
Oh, of course.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What is something that you're struggling with recently, Nut?
Something that I'm struggling with?
Yeah, what is something that you're it's something I've been asking people also is, what is your hope for the next year, and what is your fear for the next year? What are you afraid might happen, and what do you hope might happen?
I get
you think it's so funny.
Something I'm struggling with, I guess. Honestly, like, setting a schedule for myself.
Yeah.
Having a job was nice because this music is so distracting. Having a job was nice because, like, you had a set time every day early and you had to work. And now I'm trying to do it by myself. Mm-hmm. And I am a easily distracted, poorly, like, professionally organized person.
Yeah.
And to really achieve the success that I would hope to achieve, that's really important. And so I guess like setting like a schedule that I follow every day at the same time. Are we starting it over? Yeah. Okay. So that's something I'm struggling with that I'm trying to fix.
Right. Like getting into the routine. Also being your own boss in general. Like you have to make your own. I do the same stuff. I was working at a company. Now I work for myself. I run my own business. And it's like, it really is hard because you're, you know, it's champagne problems because it's great to work for myself.
Yeah.
But
no,
it is nice. It's you have to kind of be rigorous with it because like sometimes I'm like, well, you know, oh, it's a little bit late. I'm just a little tired. I'll push it back. And maybe this afternoon I'll do something and then nothing happens. And when that stuff happens, I really am just like, man, I did have all day. And when I had a job, all I would have liked was to have all day to work on something creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess that just because it's there's so much involved in trying to do something where you can just like be like yourself and the business aspects of it. I went to business school.
Oh, really?
For one semester, got a D in, what was it? D in psychology 101.
Sorry, I was about to congratulate you.
No, I didn't graduate from it.
You're like, I went to business school. I was like, this guy's really smart.
I got a D in psychology 101, the easiest class at Arizona State University. One of the worst, like the dumbest class at the dumbest school. And then I also got a D in communications 101. And it was, then I was like, maybe I should not be in business school. But those aren't even like business class. The music is hilarious. But you know, yeah, so I'm not a business person.
To make you feel seen, I got a C minus in Psych 101.
That's what's up.
And I graduated with good grades, but I just, that class, it did not fucking work for me. Didn't get it.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was, that was my very first class of college.
Yeah,
like the first one I ever went to.
Yeah,
so I was, you know. What was the other questions you asked? My goals,
your hopes and your fears for the new year.
Oh, my hopes for the year. I guess, I want to do the thing I said earlier. I want to go on a red carpet,
yeah,
in a suit, interview people.
That's sick.
I would love to get in that sort of realm.
Uh-huh.
That would be fun. I would totally nail it. I'd kill it.
Yeah.
But that's also probably an unnecessary job, mm-hmm, that anyone really could do. So it's like, that would be a luxury for me to get into.
Yeah.
I would be grateful for that.
For sure.
But so I guess it's like, that's my hopes, is that I fill that role.
I think you could also probably do man on the street stuff as as an individual to be able to tee yourself up for that kind of thing, right?
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been doing like hosting stuff for Jubilee recently.
Yeah, that's
where
sick.
It's like me.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I've been trying to get there. Mm-hmm. My fears, I guess, it's the thing I've been through before. I had a viral moment as a rapper, mm-hmm, gained a lot of success, related to like what I was doing,
yeah,
and then just the fall off, the downward spiral.
No, I get that.
So I guess just I've been there before, and mm-hmm, so it's like I'm not afraid of it, but ideally I would like to just have money.
That'd be
so sick. Turning this into money would be sick.
You know what I will say? There is such a, with internet work, there is such a there's so many waves of being like on top of it and getting one big hit and then the fall off of that. And it does mess with at least my mental health. Like, mm-hmm, having an episode that's like, oh shit, this episode, you know, did fucking so well. Like, you know, and the clip is popping off and whatever. And then the next clip not popping off or the next episode not doing that. It is so hard because even though you know it's coming, it's hard to adjust your brain for that because it's unlike other stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
it has helped me a lot that I'm not like, when I was before, I was like 19.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a hard time
for sure.
To like feel like you're losing like success or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like at a good age. I've been through that before. I signed a distribution deal when I was doing music in like 2020. The first thing I dropped was the day that like the NBA shut down and Tom Hanks got COVID. It was like the same day. The first video I dropped on the distribution deal was that day. And it was just like, down from there. Like no one was listening, which like obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But so like I've been through that experience. So it's like I'm the mental health aspect of it, mm-hmm, is like, like I thought that was my only shot. I'm way more successful now, luckily,
mm-hmm,
than that. So it's like this isn't the end all of whatever.
Yeah.
But I would like to just have money. That would be sick. Enough money where it's, because it's so hard to make money.
Completely.
And also every job I've had, I'm not good at. I've been fired from like every job.
No, literally every maybe job. That's, you know what I'll say? Maybe that's indicative that you need to be working for yourself.
Yeah. Like, so I guess that's the fear, is that I've very luckily achieved this opportunity. Because there are millions of people, I would imagine, mm-hmm, who are like that too.
Yeah.
So hopefully I don't squander it.
For sure.
That is that's the goal. If that happens, it is what it is. I'll get a job. It's like,
whatever. Yeah, yeah.
But it would be sick to not have one, I guess. That's, yes.
I got like 10 ideas for how you can make so much money, right?
That would be nice.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk after we stop.
It's where I'm like, maybe not as much of a hustler as I should be.
Yeah, sure.
Don't know how to monetize.
Like, okay, really, dude, don't. That's literally my whole job.
But this is the other thing, real quick. Sorry, I know we have to go. Like merch and stuff.
I'm in no rush. But no, it is. It can be tough too, because you don't want to grift people. You want to give them a genuine product. And you also don't want to be doing it in a disingenuous way that's not like going to give you longevity. Because I think there's a lot of creators too, and I think you're right about that. That's like, if when that Jubilee video popped off, you started releasing like Gildan ass merch that said your name, it would suck.
Yeah, it would be lame. It would be lame.
But if you meditate on it a little bit and you find it, you're like, okay, actually this is a brand that's separate from your identity, and you try to find something that's cool that you actually think you would wear or whatever. I think there is something cool about that, but I totally get that it is a give and a take, because you don't want to ever seem like you're grifting people, because it's your audience too. So if you grift them, they know.
Yeah. I don't want to grift people. I would feel bad.
It sucks.
It totally sucks. I also just, as an individual person who has, I would never just buy a shirt from someone. It's always like $35 and it's like a dumb shirt. And then I'm like, So I would just not want to do that for myself anyways.
Yeah.
But what if they were like, you know, juicy pants, like the girls were that said nut on the butt.
That's sick.
That was something I thought of. Yeah. But then I was like, is that weird?
No.
Would I be like a weirdo for doing
Why would
that?
You be a weirdo?
It sounds creepy when I just said it right now in a microphone. But I thought that could be something cool. But then also, those are probably too expensive. And then they'd have to be like $65.
No.
I'll say. That, okay, this went well. I need to talk to more 30-year-old men. I have 300-something thousand TikTok followers. It is not monetized.
Well, here's what I'll say. TikTok, bad monetization platform. Instagram is better. YouTube's the best.
You make money on Instagram too?
Oh, yeah.
This happened to me. I need a business manager.
But also brand deals, and this is why I'm going to be your free business manager. This is why Instagram brand deals are also worth more than TikTok brand deals. They always are. Because and YouTube brand deals are the best, but they're the hardest to gain a audience that comes back.
Yeah.
Nutla, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're the absolute best.
And for
best.
The future business advice.
And where can people follow you?
On Instagram, it's Nutstar.
At Nutstar.
Yeah.
That's sick,
yeah. And on TikTok, it's Hollywood Nut. Those are two of my album names from when I was doing music.
That rolls.
Thank you.
Well, everybody, if you're out there and you have a big problem and you don't know how to solve it, then just remember that no matter where you are or who you are, perfection is only a call away.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.